Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministry, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your guest host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Maria Carey, who is President and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this blog. Announcement. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministries to start classes soon. Information will be coming soon. Dr. Maria Carey will be speaking at Redeeming Grace Church of God in Christ, March 17, 2019 at 4 p.m. So save that date. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584 on any of the announcements you've heard today. Tune in for the last topic in this series, Love Brought Me Home. Forgiving and loved by Christ, love my enemy. Who is man that God is mindful? What is love and why does God love me? King James Version, Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Colossians 3:12-14, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. This is the last topic in the series titled, Love Brought Me Home, Forgiven and Loved by Christ. However, we're going to start this lesson by reviewing the past three topics in this series. The first topic discussed in this series was, what is love? And answer the question, why God loves me. John 3:16, this is the King James Version, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It was not because we are good, but due to sin, we were lost with no hope. But God, one of God's attributes is love, which he is the epitome of love. God loves us with an agape love. He demonstrates that love by his steadfastness, his loving kindness, and his willingness to forgive our iniquity and transgressions. That's Numbers 14:18. Agape love is the goodwill and benevolence of God shown in self-sacrifice and unconditional commitment to love us. 1 John 4:9-11, King James Version. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We love him because he first loved us. The second topic discussed in this series was, who is man that God is mindful? God loves us so that he is concerned with our every need, our every thought, our feelings, our problems, and our pain. The Bible states that he, God, will never leave us nor forsake us. Romans 8:35-39, King James Version. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. And it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. David, in Psalms 8 and 4, magnify the honor of God by recounting the values he put upon man, especially the man by Christ Jesus. This is the English Standard Version. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hand, and you have put all things under his feet. What manner of love, or how great love, that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called, effectually called, the Son of God. He loves us so. By Jesus, God has adopted us into the family, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The third topic discussed in this series was love my enemy. God instructed us to love our enemies and those that persecute us. We are to show love because God is love. He didn't say that it would be easy, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cannot love in our own strength, but because God gives us strength to do so, we are made in God's image. So we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Matthew 5:43-48, and this is the English Standard Version. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You, therefore, must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. God calls us to be perfect, and the only way we are perfect is because Christ lives in us. We can be perfect if our behavior is appropriate for our mature level perfect, yet with much room to grow. Our tendency to sin must never deter us from striving to be more like Christ. Christ calls all of his disciples to excel, to rise above mediocrity, and to mature in every area, becoming like him. Those who strive to become perfect will one day be perfect even as he is perfect. 1 John 3:2-3, King James Version. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Well, 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 let's discuss the last topic in this series, which is forgiven in love by Christ. We can't love if we don't forgive. So we are going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiving is a process that only God can bring us to full healing. In order for us to be whole, we must release the pain that others have inflicted on us. The God of restoration, who forgives my iniquity, loves us where we are at. Because God sees where we're going. So in order to get there, we must forgive. Forgiveness is defined as the act or process of absolving, dismissing, or pardoning from guilt. Forgiveness requires both letting go and pulling toward. A forgiver must release the resentment, hatred, and bitterness of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is defined as the unwilling or inability to forgive other people. Once unforgiveness is in place, then it comes the armor that holds bitterness in place. Each one of these is progressive and much more dangerous. Each one is set in place as armor to hold bitterness in its place. You can't hurt the perpetrator by being unforgiving, but you set yourself free by forgiving. Unforgiveness is a heavy burden to carry. Resentment is one of the core elements of unforgiveness. The following are statements of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, oh, I remember what you did, then replaying it. Records of wrong. Resentment. I do not only remember, I resent you for it. Retaliation. I'm going to get even. You will pay. Rage and anger. You're going to know how I felt. Hatred. You and I cannot be in the same place. I hate you. Violence. You're going to feel my bitterness. Murder. You must be eliminated. This including murder with the tongue. When you forgive, you take away feelings of anger, hatred, resentment, and bitterness, and produce love. Bitterness steals your joy. Unforgiveness robs you of your peace, and fear would not let you give or receive love. Now, the Bible tells us to put away bitterness and anger and forgive as God forgives in Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Jesus commands us to forgive others in Mark 11:25, so that God can forgive our sins. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So God's forgiveness of us is conditional on us forgiving others. Jesus requires that we must forgive our debts according to Matthew 6:12-15. King James Version, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgiving others is an absolute necessity. Jesus said, love your enemies, Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. That's the King James Version. If I forgive and still feel hatred in my heart, then it's hypocritical. Colossians 3:13, King James Version, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We are a healthier and happier person when we forgive rather than holding on to unforgiveness. It always produces health problems and reduces your life expectancy. Forgiveness is the conduit of love. In addition, love keeps no record of wrongdoing. According to 1 Corinthians 13:5, King James Version, does not behave rudely, does not speak its own, is not provoked. thinks no evil, and love covers, when you say covers, that's, it overlooks a multitude of sin. 1 Peter 4:8, this is the New King James Version. And above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. The Bible tells us that we are to restore our brothers and sisters with gentleness. We have fallen into sin. Galatians 6:1, New King James Version. Bear and share burdens. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Consider yourselves, lest you also be tempted. Courage to grant love that can help people feel strong and better as a person. Because Jesus states, you must forgive often. Don't you dare not forgive. Luke 17:3-4, take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespasses against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Paul tells us that we are to forgive and restore the person that has sinned against us. 2 Corinthians 2:5-11. But if any have caused grief, he has not grieved me, in part that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. So that contrariwise, ye ought rather to forgive him and comfort him. Lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love towards him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgave I it in the person of Christ, should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. An example of pure love is sitting with a man who is dying that has abused you in the past or even tried to kill you. A quote by Harry Emerson states, hating people is like burning down your own house to get rid of a rat. In other words, not forgiving people will allow those feelings to turn to hatred in your heart. By doing so, the damage is on you and not that individual. Romans 12:17-19, and this is the English Standard Version. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. In conclusion, when we forgive others, we outwit Satan. This is according to 2 Corinthians 2:10-11, the English Standard Version. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven any, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his design. God's words say that we may prosper as our soul, our mind, our will, emotions prosper. 3 John 1:2. So we must forgive to prosper. The Israelites had to conquer, clear, and take dominion of the promised land. So it is with our land that is our very own soul, mind, will, emotions. A good start is taking every thought captive to the disobedience, to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5-6 and Romans 12:2, replaces the lies we have believed from the enemy with God's truth. In order to forgive, you must release the desires to avoid or to seek revenge against your abuser, the person who hurt you. The act of forgiving or reaching out towards the person who has wronged you is healing. In addition, it allows for our sins to be forgiven by Christ and helps us walk towards healing and wholeness. A forgiver replaces unforgiveness with a sense of agape love. So we take on God's attribute of love. Also, a forgiver wishes the perpetrator, the abuser, or the wrongdoer well, and forgiving the person in an act and a gift that's granted by Jesus Christ. Christ has to come into our hearts to help us to forgive others. So purge yourself from all unforgiveness to become a vessel of honor. 2 Timothy 2:21, King James Version, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Let not sin therefore command or take charge. Romans 6:12, King James Version. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Let me leave you with this. God's love is his holy disposition towards all that he has created that compels him to express unconditional affections and selective corrections to provide the highest quality of existence, both now and forever, for the object of his love. And this quote is by Chip Ingram from God as He Longs for You to See Him. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, I humbly come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, I ask you to forgive us sins, Lord God, that we knowingly and unknowingly committed. I thank you for who you are, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Prince of Peace, and you are the Everlasting Father. Lord, you are the true and living God, and there is none like you. Lord God, we honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. You are God. You are sovereign in all your ways. We open our mouths and we speak well of you. We say that you are holy. We say that you are majestic. God, you are all right with us. We open our mouths to give you glory. We open our mouths to give you praise. We open our mouths to give you the honor. We open our mouths to magnify you. You are the God that heals. You are the God that forgives. You are the God that delivers. You are the God above all other gods. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be better. We praise you in advance that someone is going to be set free. Lord God, I'm lifting Dr. Carey and the listeners that are on live up before you on today. Lord, look on our pastors and their families, the bishops, and all the people of God. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed Dr. Carey to share with me. I thank you for those that were not able to tune in. Lord, let's allow them to tune in on next week. Lord God, we thank you for this series, Love Brought Me Home. For your glory, God, we praise you for forgiving us on today. Now, Lord God, be with us. Be in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to the Amazing Grace Ministries Radio Blog Talk with Dr. Maria Carey. And standing in for her today is yours truly, Missionary Carey Rogers. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, you can call or text Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. Tune in on next week, and Dr. Carey will be live at the same time. Enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.